stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, September 1st. It's a new month, Stephanie.
It is.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. So exciting.
Time just flies. I mean, it's almost the end of 2011,
Jesus.
You know?
It's only September. We have a couple more months.
Yeah, a couple
That's
more.
Scary
but
to
it's
think,
still,
though.
You know, it went by pretty fast, I got to say.
I agree. I agree. How are you?
I'm good. It's been not as hot, so I'm good with that.
I know. It's only going to be 80 today.
Yeah? That's not bad.
Well, 80 where I'm at. So
oh, I
maybe
see.
Maybe like 90 for you in the valley.
Yeah. Well, thank you for reminding
me.
Yeah,
you know.
That's
yeah,
a good
but you
thing.
Have central air.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's
Which
like,
works all day and all night.
There you go.
Because I have a wife that
house,
gets warm.
I was going to say, it's freezing in your house,
it's
isn't
freezing
it?
In my house. I have to wear a jacket.
Oh, that sucks. I would cry.
It is crazy, and I can't win the argument, you know?
No, and you shouldn't even try, because you won't win. But that's good that you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
You just put on a jacket and call it a day.
After a while, you just realize what your position is.
You're a very smart man.
Yeah, it takes a while to figure it out, you know. But then you realize, don't argue about certain things, you know. Just accept them.
I hear ya. So I was watching. I seriously am becoming more obsessed with the stupid Kardashian show.
Yeah.
And it's really embarrassing. But I was watching it yesterday, and there's this one. I kind of love these girls now because they fuck with their mom a lot.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of me and my brothers always messing with my dad. So I was watching it, and the mom, Kris Jenner, was complaining. She's like, I'm going to have another baby. This was years ago. These were like the earlier
I see.
Shows.
Okay.
They're rerunning
okay.
it. So I
Because I can't
seen
imagine
these.
Now she'd want to have a baby.
Right. I mean, she has six kids. But this was like, yeah. even she had six kids, and she was still saying this back in like 2008 or 2009 when
really?
They were shooting this.
And she's what, in her 50s, 60s, or what?
I think she's in her 50s, I think.
Yeah.
And so the girls, she was like, oh, I think I want to have another baby. And the girls were like, you're out of your mind. You have six kids. Like, you know. And her youngest daughter at the time was 11, I think. So they're like, you still have kids. Like, just enjoy, you know. And then Kris was like, you know, you guys should start having kids. And Courtney's like, you want us to get knocked up? And she's like, just figure it out.
Yeah.
So she's like pissed. She wants to have kids, right? So they decide to... Kim is on the computer, and it's Khloe, Courtney, and Kim, three older girls, okay? And they decide, they're like, why don't we get mom like a talking parrot or something, something to take care of? And then they come to, why don't we get mom a chimp? So they go into the internet, and they find this chimpanzee, Susie,
yeah.
that you can like buy or rent for a while. I don't know how long. You pay for it and you take care of her, and the trainer comes and teaches you
oh, wow.
how to take care of Susie. It's like a baby, and
yeah.
she wears a diaper and she has a bottle and you feed her, and it's real.
Really?
Like, it's a real monkey, right?
They show this on the show?
So they show this on the show, and what makes the show so great is the editors, because what they edit together is just phenomenal. And they take this montage, so they bring in the monkey and they're like, here you go, mom. She's like, what is there a monkey in my house for? She's like, this is yours. You want a baby? You're going to you're going to see how it is to have a kid. Just take care of a monkey. It won't talk back to you. So they just leave her there with this monkey, and she is like, I don't know what to do. And the monkey starts going crazy, and it's like climbing on her bedposts, and it's running around the house, and it's like sitting on top of like her little island in the kitchen, and like tossing the salad, and like she and like making these noises, and she's like, Susie, come here. She's yelling at her, and it's so I'm laughing so hard because I would love to do that to my father.
Really?
Like it's stuff like that is just I think it's amazing.
That's hilarious.
So I thought that was the best show they've had.
So she's not happy enough with grandkids. She wants some
own
kids,
this was
right?
back in
oh I see okay
2009 before Courtney the right. oldest one had a baby.
So they just had a rerun, is that
so they
what
were
you're
just
saying?
Showing like okay. a rerun and I just saw it and I right. am laughing so hard. I actually saved it because I just can't. I don't know what it is about monkeys, but they crack me up.
They are funny.
Asian kids.
Yeah. Like I know, they're like little people.
Right? And it just like, she was like feeding it, and it was like smiling, and then it would go and it would hug her, and then she was laying down, and it was like hitting her on the head. It was just like so ridiculous. I would have loved to be there for that moment, just to give her that monkey and just laugh. Monkeys are awesome, but they can also be scary, like that woman that got her face ripped off.
Yeah, they're wild animals. You got to remember that.
I know.
People don't remember that, and then they get hurt.
I know. So as cute as they are and fun as they are, they might just go crazy.
Yeah, I don't know that you want to live with one.
But it was hilarious. It was wearing like little girl clothes, like a little skirt. Like it would pick out the clothes that it liked.
Really?
And you're just like, this is not a person, but it is. Like it's the weirdest thing. It's just so weird. But I watched it last night, and I watched a little bit of it again this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, what is wrong with my life? But hilarious.
Yeah. But you know what? With animals, I was watching TV yesterday, and I guess in Libya, in Tripoli, the zoo was neglected.
Uh-oh.
So they're showing all these animals, you know, hungry. They can't even drink the water because it's so polluted and stuff. Yeah, for some reason, nobody's taking care of it. So they show you, like, the hippos and stuff, and they're just there, you know? I mean, it's... those are the things we don't think about, you know?
That is so rough. In Libya?
Yeah. In Libya, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I hope they don't die.
No, they won't die. I'm sure somebody cares about them, you know?
Ugh. Well, speaking of, like, people not having water, did you see that? It was yesterday, that article about that, those two parents that... punished their kid by not giving him any water, and
no,
he ended up dying.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that messed up?
Why would they punish him like that?
Because they're effed up.
Yeah.
Some people
are crazy.
I know. And he ended up, the little boy, he was like 11, I think, or 12, ended up dying. They just didn't give him water. Or any kind of liquids for,
hang him in town square, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know where the town square is, but
yeah.
Yes.
How do you treat
I know
people
this
like
is
this,
what I'm saying.
Like, kids,
like,
you know,
just any of these stories that we read is just, I don't know. It just is disgusting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw that yesterday and I didn't report on it, but it was pretty rough. So I don't know. They're arrested. I don't know what's gonna happen to them. Hopefully something.
Yeah. Somebody's gonna slap them, bitch slap them, and and send them to jail for life.
Exactly.
So you were looking at the Ridiculous,
and
I was hearing you laughing, so I thought maybe we should play it, huh?
It's pretty ridiculous, so it's about Snooki.
Okay. Oh, okay,
so
then that has
just,
to be ridiculous.
He's just talking about how instead of hiring, you know, like him or Diane Sawyer to be your anchors, you should hire Snooki because she's amazing and she should be the anchor for CBS or whatever because she's always wanted to be an anchor. So... Yeah. It's just her. I don't know why she's doing this, if this is serious, but it's pretty funny.
Is this about news station?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, because it doesn't say Snooki here, so I didn't
tonight
know.
We are adding CNN, Fox, MSNBC, HLN, ABC, CBS, NBC,
is that it?
pretty much every major news station that's out there. That's right. I'm going there. Because, frankly, they have all missed out on the opportunity of a lifetime. They put people like Diane Sawyer, people like your Brian Williams, and me behind the anchor desk when they could have gone in a much different direction, a tiny, tan, poofy-haired, muscle-loving direction.
Welcome to the news according to Snooki.
She's putting on hairspray and...
Now, I have always known that Snooki is a Renaissance woman. She's so much more than what you see on the Jersey Shore. Yes, she drinks, she dances, she parties and smushes, but she also philosophizes. She also writes best-selling books. She also holds the key to my heart. So I, for one, am not at all surprised to see that Snooki counts anchoring the news among her myriad talents.
I've always wanted to be an anchor woman, and hello, I look hot doing it.
I know what you're thinking. She's no Ann Curry, but you know what? You need to give it a chance because the news, according to Snooki, has something for everyone. She covers the important current events like Hurricane Irene knocking out power in the Northeast.
When you're powerless, you can't like straighten your hair, blow dry your hair, go on Twitter, go on Facebook. You can't do anything. You can't talk on the phone. You just sit there and do nothing. You can't even watch TV.
Oh, believe me, Snooki, I know what it's like to be powerless.
So stupid. Keep going.
Powerless against your charms. She covers all the important environmental issues like global warming.
Every time I go down to Seaside, I'm sweating in places I've never sweated before. So obviously, the sun's coming closer to Earth.
Me too. She covers medical news with the aplomb of a really buzzed, pint-sized Sanjay Gupta.
A surgeon general calls for health over hair. What the f*** does this one mean?
Sprays, hairspray.
That's actually not a lot of spray for an anchor. She's not afraid to show the lighter side of the news. Take it away, Wolf Blister.
A Montana dog becomes a local celebrity for his math skills. Supposedly, this dog can add, subtract. I don't believe that. I mean, I have a dog of my own, and she can't even walk straight. I mean, I can't even do math, really. So let's get real with that fake story.
I don't even...
That's pretty funny stuff, man.
She is ridiculous.
She is. She's a train wreck, you
She
know?
Really is.
Yeah.
It goes on a little bit more after that, but yeah. It's so...
I know, it's better to watch it, though.
I know. Anderson Cooper's just awesome.
Yeah, he is really good.
So fun. I love him. But yeah, she's making so much money. Like, I don't, it's, again, it's this whole, like, you know, Rebecca Black thing. Like, people just want to laugh at her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know. I saw Anderson Cooper once. Well, not person to person, but they had this... the series over at Universal of people talking and,
right.
you know, all kinds of important people in the media. And he was there with Walter Cronkite, you know, and that was such an emotional evening, you know, because
yeah.
you could see the old generation and the new generation.
Mm-hmm. And Walter Cronkite was amazing.
So to see them in person is pretty cool.
He had such a voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love him.
A certain charisma too, you know. So.
Oh, yeah. He was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
amazing.
So that was only about a couple of years ago, and then he went and died, you know.
And then he went and died.
Yeah.
He just decided to.
Yeah.
How old was he when he died? And when was this? Because this was when I was young, I think. When did he die?
No. Recently. Rather recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe a year ago or
no
something.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on.
No, because I saw him. I told you I saw him a couple of years ago or something.
When did Walter... Cronkite die. Hold on. It says retire. No, die.
Yeah. We're such a smart nation now.
2009.
You know, access.
Shut up. He died in 2009. I thought I was young when he died. Oh, my God.
No,
what
he's
is
been
wrong
around
with
for
me?
A while.
I'm going to admit something really embarrassing. So yesterday... And I said this on the show, and you didn't even correct me, because I don't
really?
Even think you realize what I said.
With the sculptures?
What? Did I say something else? What did I say?
No, you wanted to say sculptors, and you said sculptures, sculptures,
that's like
whatever.
That's something.
So I thought that's what you meant.
Oh, well, no. That's embarrassing.
Because I didn't correct you on that. But no, I'm not going to correct you every time.
Okay, but yesterday,
not my job.
Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, so I had said this on the show, and I think I'd said this before. When you were talking about legalize or that they were taxing on prostitution
right.
in Germany.
Right.
And I go, well, I don't know if it's legal. I was like, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's legal or whatever. And I'm like, but, you know, it has the red light district there.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't even say anything.
No.
So, okay. All of these years,
mm-hmm.
I knew the red light district was in Amsterdam,
right.
and I thought Amsterdam was in Germany. So that is why I said it.
Well, Amsterdam has it, but other cities have it too. They just call it that, you know? It doesn't necessarily have to be defined as such.
Right.
But they do have, like, they always refer to cities as the red light district. That's just
where the hookers are. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better, but I'm talking about the official one.
Right. You meant the one in Amsterdam you thought was in Germany.
When I thought was in Germany. So I say this yesterday to my friend Mike, and I was like, what? He goes, Amsterdam is in the Netherlands. And I go, where the hell is the Netherlands? And he goes, it's in Chicago. I was like, I fucking hate you. He's such an ass. So then I called Cecile and I was like, see, I didn't know this. Like, over the years in my life, I know that I've said this before to people. Nobody's ever said anything. They just probably sit there in their head and be like, she's a freaking moron.
Yeah.
And didn't even realize. So now I know that Amsterdam is not in Germany.
No,
it's
not. It
is in Netherlands. And Netherlands is somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
That's as far as I've gotten.
Yeah.
So I did.
Netherlands is also known as Holland.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
No, it's the same place.
It is?
Yeah.
Then why did they call it the Netherlands?
Because it's the lands are low. That's why.
Okay.
Lowlands.
I'm so glad I'm learning something every day. This is seriously so embarrassing that I said that on the show and I didn't even realize.
No, but it's not. I mean, because you didn't say it was in Amsterdam. And like I said, many cities have red light districts, so don't worry about it.
Just
Amsterdam is a unique place. You know, it's very small, very tight alleys, you know.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, when you walk in the alley, you can touch both sides, you know.
And Amsterdam is where the hash bars are.
Yeah, marijuana.
Okay.
Yeah. Hash.
So it's not in Germany.
Marijuana, anything. No, that's in
God
Amsterdam.
God dang it.
Yeah.
This whole time. I thought this was... Oh, my God. I'm 31.
It's okay, but you already had a disclaimer that you're not great with geography.
I know, but this whole time, it's just like, I can't even... Thinking back yesterday, I had this flash. I was like, I know that I have told so many people that they're like, I'm going to Germany. I'm like, oh, be sure to go get smoke some hash bars and go to the red light district. Have a good time. And people are probably like, what the hell is she talking about? That's what I'm saying. I just had this flash yesterday. Like, I know I said it so many times, but
yeah, but I'll bet you if you travel to Europe, you'll know how everything is set up there.
Maybe, but I've been to Paris and London and
that's
I don't
true.
Get it.
But you didn't look at the maps at the time.
No, I guess not. I just don't get where everything is. I don't know. I just can't understand. It's so ridiculous. I just love that my friend right away, I was like, where's the Netherlands? He's like, it's in Chicago. I was like, I hate you.
Yeah, everything's around Chicago, I think.
He just knows how to mess with me. And I was like, I hate you. So great. But now I learned. Okay, so now when I go to Amsterdam, I will not book my ticket for Germany.
Good, good.
And I will not be walking around trying to look for Amsterdam and asking people if it's there. I think I actually did say that to my brother, too. He lived in Germany, and I think I might have asked him if he went there.
Really?
And I wonder why he never answered me.
But it's such a trip walking there in Amsterdam, you know? I mean,
is it?
Yeah, the ladies kind of sit in the front. There's like windows.
Yeah.
And they can talk to you and, you know, they try to lure you in.
Ooh, fancy.
And, yeah. And you get all kinds of women, you know? I mean, old, young, fat, skinny.
Yikes.
You know?
All
every
kinds.
Kind, yeah. For every taste.
Do they have like those, the windows, the where the curtains open, like the peep show thing?
Yeah. Well, no, there's no peep show, but they have curtains. When they're closed, you know that they're busy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they literally have sex in those windows.
Right.
And
not
then,
in the window. I mean, inside. There's like a little room, like a hotel room or something.
Oh, okay. And then when they're
yeah,
done,
can you imagine just walking in there where everybody can see you?
Oh, my God.
Walking into a hooker.
That's so crazy.
But it's just so acceptable there. And,
I guess so.
It's it's got a certain vibe to it. It's very interesting.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And I used to just like, I didn't go to one, you know, but I used to like walking and talking to them and stuff, see what
getting
they're about.
Getting to know them.
Yeah.
Just like you read the articles in Playboy.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it. Well, I'm sure they're, you know, I mean, they're people just like everybody else, so.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe the first time I went there, I went alone because nobody can go. Everybody was working.
Okay.
And I just had to get away. So I went there by myself. And I can't believe I didn't go to one, you know? I mean, the whole time I was there. But I just don't go to hookers, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
but I thought, but when you're in Amsterdam, you should, you know, sample the merchandise.
Yeah, but then you're like, what a disease. I mean, I would be like.
Yeah.
not to be mean, but I'd be like,
no, I know. It's like, that's why when I think of hookers, I'm thinking, you know, you feel like you're alone with her, but imagine how many people she's already been with today, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. You're not special.
No.
They make you feel special, but you ain't special. Your money is special.
And you're sticking your dick where others have been stuck.
Oh, my God. It's just, I can't even. The whole disease thing would freak me out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just too much for me.
Even with rubbers?
Yeah. I just, you know, you just don't. I mean,
yeah.
You just don't know. I don't know. It freaks me out.
I know.
Once I get
and
in
you
my
don't
head
know where
too.
These people have been, you know,
right.
They start touching you in places and things like that. It's like, oh my God, you know. But I think they make good money there. That's why, you know, I think once people get into illegal stuff or stuff where you make a lot of money, it's hard to get out of it, you know, just like drug dealing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Things like that.
Absolutely.
Porn.
And, yeah. Gambling.
Yeah.
It's addictive. I got to say, gambling is addictive.
Yeah.
When I won, I was like, I felt like I was on top of the world.
Yeah.
I thought I was could win anything.
I know. I mean, when you look at, like, heavy-duty gamblers, right. You can see the look in their eyes.
Oh, God.
When they're sitting there.
It's
just they're one with what's
exactly.
happening.
Exactly. I mean, I only won $1,700, and I acted like it was, like, a million. But to me, it was. Like, I'd never won, you know, that much money in such a short period of time.
Right.
Yeah. And I had never gambled before, so it was like... You know.
Yeah, I know. And then you think, oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Look how easy it is.
I was smart enough to walk away. Like,
right.
Once the dealer switched out, I was like, you know what? I'm done. Like, it's going to go cold. I don't want to take the chances. I will walk. And I did. But I get why they are so addicted. I get it. That feeling, that rush, that's like, it's so powerful.
Right. It is a rush, huh?
So if I was with a guy that was like addicted to gambling, I'd be like, sweetie, I totally understand. I'm not going to support your habit, but I totally understand why you're addicted. Seriously, because you can. It's so easy to do it.
Yeah. He would spend all your money. You got to be careful.
Exactly. That's why I can't.
Yeah.
I would never... be with a guy.
You don't want
just...
to be with anyone with addictions, period.
Oh, I know. Drugs, anything.
Yeah.
It's sex, anything. It's too much. Shopping, maybe. Because I kind of.
Because you benefit from it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think guys have shopping addictions, though.
I don't know. Maybe some in this
it's
world do.
It's a woman
do.
Thing. You know? But it's amazing how much women love to shop and men don't.
Some men. My brothers, I feel like my brothers are kind of gay in that way because they shop. They love to shop.
Yeah.
Except my older brother. I shouldn't say that. He's kind of, he's not into it. But
no,
my
huh?
two other brothers are into it.
Yeah.
They're a little metro like that, you know? My dad's into shopping now.
Yeah.
And my dad's a little gay in that way. He likes to go buy shoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shoes.
He has a lot of shoes.
Wow.
More
See,
so
that's
than
a woman
my mom.
Thing.
More so than my mom, which is so unnecessary, Pops. But he has a lot of shoes. You know, he actually does, like, I mean, I think my mom kind of got him to like it. He never used to, but I think, like, now he really enjoys shopping.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
We'd always just take his money and then we'd go shopping.
Yeah.
You know, and that was not fun for him. So.
No, I think it's cool if you're able to go with your wife shopping and stuff. I can't stand it.
Really?
Yeah, it just bores me.
Even if you get
so
the,
if
you
we,
hate
if
getting
if we're
clothes,
together...
Though.
No, yeah, I mean, but sometimes it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
But when we travel somewhere, you know, and walk around and stuff, she goes into every store and I just have to wait outside. You know, it pours the hell out of me. What am I going to do inside a clothing store?
I agree. Unless you're going in the lingerie store, right? No. It's overrated. There's not those hot models walking in and out of those lingerie stores.
No.
It's quite the opposite, isn't it?
The clothes are aimed for those, but that's not the crowd that goes in, you know?
You just, like, picture, like, young hot models coming out of the dressing rooms, like, hey, honey, does this look good?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen ever.
I know, and you look at all the women that walk into the store, and you go, you know,
you're like,
it's
I'm
not
good.
A store for you.
You're like, I'm good.
Yeah,
just...
that's not your fashion.
So bad. I don't understand why lingerie is so expensive, really.
Is it expensive?
Well, a lot of, you know, what good lingerie is, yeah. Like, there's this one store on Melrose called Agent Provocateur, and it's like a high-end lingerie store. It is so expensive, it's stupid. Like, it's, I don't understand how it could be that expensive. Because it's just like nothing. It's like barely anything. It's
right.
Like lace and just... like a string covering your ass. Like, it's just nothing. So I can't understand it. Why?
Yeah, if people are willing to pay for it, then they'll charge them.
I mean, If I had money, I'd probably do it. Who am I kidding? Really? But I don't know. Maybe if I like something that much, then maybe. I don't know. The most I've ever spent on something was my Chanel sunglasses years ago when I was married.
Yeah.
And I really wanted a good pair of sunglasses, right? So I went to Neiman Marcus. Big mistake. Huge. And I went to Neiman Marcus, and I was married at the time, and I had the American Express card. Which was a mistake for my husband to give me. And I was like, you know what? I always lose my glasses. I never take care of my sunglasses because I always buy cheap ones. Mm. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to invest in a good pair of glasses. So I go there and I try on these Chanels and they're like amazing. $425 later,
whoa.
I charged it, right? So I was like, I have to get the bill before he, you know what I mean? So... So I'm wearing these glasses and he looks, and we're driving in the car and he looks over at me. He's like, are those new? And I was like, uh-huh. And he goes, really? Chanel's? Are they real? I said, uh-huh. He's like, how much were they? I said, oh, they were like a little over $100. And he goes, over $100, Steph. He's like, that's a lot of money for sunglasses. And I was like, uh-huh. If you only knew how much they were. So, I ended up forgetting about like getting the bill, and he ended up getting it, and he comes to me and he goes, really? Wow. These glasses are $100. And I was like, he goes, $425 for sunglasses. And he started freaking out at me, and I was like, but I wear these every day and I still have them. I still have my sunglasses.
So it was worth it.
So how many years? It's been 7 years.
Yeah.
That I think I've gotten my money.
Yeah, it's worth.
So I've taken good care of them, but that's like the most expensive thing I've ever bought was those.
That is pretty expensive.
But but they're worth it.
Yeah.
I need to shade my eyes so I don't.
I suppose,
you know.
Yeah. Do you believe people that pay like $300 for a pair of jeans? You know, like new religion and things
like
that.
Yeah, because I would.
You would?
For jeans, yeah.
Really?
Because I wear jeans all the time.
Right.
So yes.
But
can't
you find good ones, like, you know, for less than $100?
Well, if they're really good, look, I love vintage stores too. Like, I like to mix new and old. I'm not just going to Neiman Marcus, but if I find a good pair that's a really good fit, I will be okay with purchasing them for $300. Like regular, like pants that are like specialty pants that I would wear, I probably not, because I probably wouldn't wear them as much. Jeans, if they fit really good, made me look skinny and a great butt and thighs and stuff, hell yeah, I'd buy them. Yeah. So I'm okay with that. I am okay with jeans like that.
Oh.
I spent like $200 or something on one time.
Really?
Mm-hmm, and I loved them. And I wore the hell out of them.
Yeah.
And then I lost them.
Yeah.
And then I cried.
You lost them?
Yeah, I don't know how
you lost.
I don't know, probably jeans. In the moving process.
Yeah.
Like, I lost them, but they were amazing.
Do you remember Jordache jeans, or you were just too young, right?
I was young, but I remember those.
I was thinking about them the other day. Like, what a hit they were. They weren't that expensive, but they were a hit.
Did you wear them?
And then there was Sergio Vellante also. Do you
remember
that?
Those.
Yeah, they were competing with them. But yeah, I would wear them all the time.
You
they
loved
were amazing.
Jordache. Do you miss them? Do you want to go find them in a vintage store? I guarantee if you go to a vintage store, you'll find them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't buy used clothes.
You don't? I love it.
Do you?
I love vintage stores. There's a couple great... Yeah.
See, some people like that. Like, my wife likes garage sales and stuff. I would never buy anything there.
Why? It's so fun.
Because it's people's junk.
Whatever. Another person, or one person's junk is another person's treasure.
That's true, but not mine.
Okay. You don't have to have it then. Save it for us.
Yeah.
I like finding little gems of things that people kind of toss out, and then they look good in your house, you know?
Yeah.
I found this really great chandelier at a garage sale, because I always wanted a chandelier in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a great chandelier at a garage sale that was, like, completely intact for $10.
Really?
Beautiful. And I put it in my room and it looks great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you just never know. Like,
a chandelier in your room? Isn't that
my
like
bedroom?
A little... Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a little going overboard there? The chandelier in the bedroom?
You know, it's not your bedroom.
No.
No, it's like... It's pretty tame, but I love chandeliers in bedrooms and bathrooms.
Oh,
love. But they gotta fit the style. Like, they can't be too... Like, mine's not diamonds or anything. It's just a chandelier. It's just like...
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's not like super fancy, but I'm also okay with that if it fits the decor.
Right.
Like if you have like all IKEA stuff, I would never put a chandelier in there, but mine looks like you're in like a palace, so it's okay. It does. So it's like, it fits with the theme of it.
Yeah. What kind of furniture do you have? Like old fashioned or
I have new
modern?
And old. Like yeah. I got some stuff from Target, like my bed from Target, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I got some stuff from the flea market on Santa Monica, no, Melrose and Fairfax that they have on Sundays. I get, you know, things from just different stores. I've got stuff from Ross before. I got stuff from Friends. I went to this one store on La Brea, actually, with my parents when I first moved in here. And we, like, cleaned up. We got so much stuff, like, crazy amount of stuff for $1,100. It was insane.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it's great stuff. It was exactly what I wanted. So, I just find things wherever. I just like to go into stores and look.
So you're good with that.
I am a good shopper.
Yes, you are.
I'm a very good shopper. Somebody can take me shopping any day of the week.
Yeah.
I love it. But I do like garage sales. So you don't have to go, but I will go.
No, yeah, exactly. I'll leave that for the women. Did you hear that this foot was floating in a lake in Canada?
Oh, my God. No. Oh, God.
Yeah. And they're saying for the past 11 years. No, they're saying this was foot number 11 in the past 4 years. They've been, 11 feet. And this one was in a sports shoe found on the shoreline, you know, in Vancouver.
What?
Yeah, just a foot, you know, and people are not claiming it, you know.
Oh, my God.
And they're saying that it doesn't show signs of trauma, so they don't think there's, like, foul play or anything.
So a guy just decided to cut off his foot?
I don't know what it is, but, I mean, who are all the people that are doing this? It's been 11 times, you know, in 4 years. Who's cutting off people's feet? Yeah.
Is this, like, some sick, twisted fetish guy?
Maybe,
who, like,
but how come nobody's reporting it?
But then they're throwing it in the lake?
Yeah.
Okay. Do feet float?
Maybe when they're in the shoe, they don't.
Do they? Or I would think they would fall to the...
No, I think it was just they found it on the shore. You know, it was probably washed out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I would flip out. Are they sure there's not a body in there?
No, no body.
Just a foot.
Feet. Yeah.
That's so disgusting. See, this is why I don't swim in lakes.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what's going on under there. You can't see what's
That's
happening.
True.
I can't deal. I mean, I used to think there were sharks in there. Apparently, there's no sharks in lakes, but there's feet.
Yeah.
There's other things.
Yeah.
And I can't deal with
feet.
I can't deal with it. That's disgusting. My dad said it was a suicide. Maybe. You're going to cut off your feet first?
Mm. I don't know.
And then you just...
But why is it happening 11 times? How many people are committing those suicides?
I don't know. This is freaking me out. And I don't know why I'm laughing, but it's freaking me out.
Yeah.
I would seriously...
Okay, so forget about
it. I would flip if I saw any kind of body part wash up. Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Now we like to talk about dogs and stuff. I guess, you know, in China that they're part of the menu, right?
Oh, no.
So, but now they're saying that more Chinese people are taking them as pets, you know. So they're starting to take them off the menu.
Yay, finally.
I mean, how do you do that? You know,
well,
how do you do that?
Well, they also dispose of baby girls. You know that, right?
Nah, that used to be. I don't think it happens anymore.
I think it does a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I think it does a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I know these people are crazy, man. All their customs and shit, you know.
Yeah, how can you eat a dog? But then again, I can't say anything because I eat... Animals.
You eat, yeah, cows and stuff.
Well, I don't eat pigs.
But we don't eat animals that are pets, you know?
Thank you. Well, yeah, that's why I gave up pigs when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I wanted a pig.
Yeah, a pig's not really a pet. It can't be.
Yeah, a potbelly pig, you can.
Yeah. and then you're going to eat it. Well,
well, that's why I gave them up at a young age.
Yeah.
But apparently I don't care about cows. Apparently they're not important to me. I'm just kidding. I like cows. But... I do like to eat meat, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't for 4 years.
Yeah.
But
I guess it's just the culture, you know? I guess if they brought up eating this, just like we're brought up eating beef, you know? So
but
you're right
about
that.
It can't be good.
You don't know that.
I know. I don't know that at all. But I just imagine it can't be good.
Yeah.
That makes me so sad.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, but the good news are good. I mean, it says that they're adopting more dogs. And like they use them as status symbols, you know, like a large dog is preferred as a status symbol, they say.
Ooh, yeah. The larger the better.
Yeah.
Small penis syndrome they have.
Yeah. So now some cities have implemented one dog policy. Just like one child policy.
Really? That's so crazy.
They
That's
get
so
too
weird.
Much of everything in China.
It's so weird to go from like eating dogs to now like collecting dogs.
I know, for
like
status,
it's so
you know.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
When did this happen? When this has been going on
this
for a while?
Like, yeah, like happening now. They're just like.
Well, saying. That makes my heart happy.
Yeah. I mean, and people are spending a lot of money here, you know, and this person spent about $600 on a miniature poodle.
Oh my God.
And that's like more than triple their monthly minimum wage.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Just rescue dogs.
She has a dog called Doodoo.
Okay. That's just inappropriate.
But they're Chinese. You got to remember that.
Doodoo.
It's not in our language.
So it means something else besides poop?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. I would like to know what doodoo means in China. I mean, it could be, you know.
Yeah. Just the
something.
Name.
It could mean something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Or it could just mean poop.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with it means poop.
Well, you know, it's spelled D-O-U, doo-doo.
Oh, then maybe.
Maybe it's Dow-Dow, I don't know.
Maybe it's Dow. Well, Dow is spelled T-A-O.
Tao.
No, that's Dow.
Oh, is
the
it?
Dao
it's pronounced Dow?
Yeah, the Dao De Ching, which is like this thing that they, I don't even know how to explain it. My husband used to talk to me about it, but And I also have a book called The Tao of Poo, like Pooh Bear. They use it. Taoism.
Right.
It's spelled D-O. No.
T-A-O.
No? Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying
but
to say.
But it's pronounced Tao.
But it's pronounced Tao.
Okay, now I know that.
So,
I never knew that.
I taught you something today.
Yeah, you see?
I learned something where sort of the Netherlands are, and then you learned Tao. But so do, maybe it's something, maybe it's pronounced something. Some way, I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
I don't think, I mean, doo-doo is in English, you know. I don't think that other languages.
And doo-doo
are,
is spelled D-O-O.
Oh, yeah.
I love that this is our conversation.
I know.
Let's call up somebody who's Chinese and ask what that means and how to say it. Do we have a Chinese friend that we can call up? I don't have any Chinese friends.
No.
Does
we,
that make
we
me
have
racist?
Chinese listeners. Did you know that?
No.
We have Andy, who is, yeah, he always posts on our.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Z-H-A-N-G.
Yeah.
That's his last
name. Is it Zhang or something like that? Yeah.
I do know.
Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Hi, Andy. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I do have a Chinese friend now.
Do you?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now. I missed the now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, Mark Anthony, did you see this in the news?
Yeah, but it's not news, you know? I mean, He's explaining why they got married, and he just said the marriage wasn't good.
No, but did you see that they're putting I don't know if this is true. The reports about him and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the saying like that's a reason why his marriage failed.
Really?
Was because he's
and the Smiths are supposed to be swingers, right? You told me that. Yeah.
Let's go on record that I told you that, so I get in trouble.
You're the one who did.
No, I know I did. Well, I've heard it from other people. I didn't make that rumor up. I've actually heard that from quite a few different people.
Interesting.
So it's kind of a known thing.
Yeah.
But you know, I haven't been to their house, haven't seen their room, none of that. I don't find either of them attractive.
No. You don't think she's beautiful?
Not even in the least bit.
Wow.
Not even. Mm. Not doing it for me.
Yeah.
You know who I saw the other day who's just not as cute as she used to be? Britney Spears.
You saw her?
Well.
On TV.
On TV. On the VMAs. When I was watching the VMAs.
Okay.
When Gaga was all hot as Joe. Dude, right. She needs to stay as Joe forever. Because she's just better as a guy. She's not so cute anymore.
Really?
Not impressed.
Hmm.
She needs to do whatever she used to do.
She's getting older, you know.
It's not only that. Like, her body was like, I remember I was so in awe of her because she had such an amazing body. And she worked for it. She worked hard for it.
Yeah.
And I was just so, like, impressed. I thought she was just such a great role model in that way until she went crazy and shaved her head and then didn't wear panties around town and then had sex with this guy, Kevin, who's a dancer, and then she got pregnant and then who else knows what she does, but whatever. I mean, look, I'm not saying, I mean, I do a lot of stuff too, but, you know, she, I don't know. I saw her the other day and I just on VMAs and I was just like, not so much.
Yeah, she's still relevant. She's so yesterday, you know.
She's so yesterday, says Sam. Apparently she is. She got honored as like for the Michael Jackson Award at the VMAs.
Oh.
Meaning like she's like been a huge influence in music and pop culture. Yeah, and
like lifetime achievement.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a lifetime
in 5 years.
When she started out when she was 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, she already got her lifetime achievement.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was honored that she's like, you know,
yeah,
changed music in a sense. I mean, she's kind of like Madonna, but
yeah.
I just wasn't impressed with her.
Mm.
Just saying.
Yeah. I went to get a massage yesterday. Did you know that? No, you didn't know that.
I didn't.
Yeah, how would you?
Did you get a happy ending?
No, no happy endings. It was actually a therapeutic massage.
Ooh.
That Dina got a, you know, Living Social, which is like Groupon.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like, is it better, do you think, than Groupon?
I don't know. I don't know either one. I just know that she gets deals sometimes,
okay.
You know.
I need to try a Living Social.
So it was like a $30 massage for... or like a $100 massage for 30.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So that where was it at?
It was Beverly Hills. I had to drive all the way down there.
Oh,
which,
you poor thing.
Yeah. I mean, coming back was murder.
You poor thing.
Yeah. During rush hour. And
so?
But the massage wasn't that great, you know?
Not impressed.
No.
Did you have
I wasn't
a girl
impressed.
Or a guy?
A guy. I mean, a girl. But... You know, I wasn't impressed at all. I've had better massages, you know.
Did you say that? Did you tell her I've had
no,
better?
No, I'm not going to say that to her.
You should have said that. I said that to a lover once.
But I probably just should have told her to go a little rougher, you know, because I didn't feel anything.
Well, she's probably doing like a Swedish massage then.
Yeah.
Something very light and,
yeah,
you know, gentle.
Right.
She should have, like, gotten on your back. You should go to, like, those Asian or Thai place, not the ones with the happy finish, but I'm talking about the ones where the women are nuts.
Right.
And
yeah,
jump
I go
on
here
back.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they twist you and bend you like you're.
They don't even give a shit.
Yeah.
They just get on your back and they just pound on you and they walk on you and they twist your body and you're like, ow, and they're like, shut up, and they like throw your head down. They're nuts. They're out of their minds. But I'm telling you, you feel wrecked after.
You do.
But like days later, you'll start to feel good. Days later.
I know. It does work well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I love those places. There's actually one, and I didn't get even a massage. I got like this body wrap.
Uh-huh.
This place, the Beverly Hot Springs. It's not in Beverly Hills. It's off of Beverly Drive, like going towards Silver Lake. And my husband and I used to go there all the time. It's natural hot springs, really hippie-ish. Like you go in there, the women, the men are separate.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing optional. Nobody wears anything. It's great. It's whatever. Who cares? So, and I'm okay with public nudity. So, you know, so we used to go all the time. And they do these... All these women, Asian women, I don't know, I'm sorry to say this, but I'm not sure if they're Chinese or Japanese or, but so they take you in this back room and they do this body wrap, but they like, and it's like exfoliating your body and they're just like, and you think that it's like they're going to be gentle with it. They are rough as hell. Just
really?
Like getting this, all this dead skin off of you.
Uh-huh.
And they're just going to town. You're like, ah. And they just keep going. They don't care. They do not give a shit. But they're amazing. Like they get the job done.
Yeah.
I have to say. I tip them very well.
Yeah, they do know what they're doing.
Mm, they're incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. I love going there. I highly recommend it if you're okay with public nudity.
Yeah. If you're okay with it. Yeah.
If you're okay with it. But if you're not...
Have you ever been to a nude beach?
Yes.
Mm.
But I wasn't nude.
Oh, okay. So that doesn't count.
Why wasn't I nude?
Because you were embarrassed or something? No.
I was at a nude beach in... Where the hell was I? I don't know where I was, but I was with... I feel like I was with, like... friend's parents. Where was I? Or maybe this was a dream and I just made this up. I don't know. I swear to God I was there.
I was on a nude beach.
I swear to God I was there. Or I know I was on a beach somewhere where people were walking around nude and that was... But why wasn't I naked?
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just
Who
making
knows?
This up.
Yeah.
But anyway, have you been on it?
Yeah, but when I was really young, like 16, you know, 15, 16, we used to go in Israel. There were some
beaches. Oh, they have
beaches.
New beaches.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah. Did I don't know if they do anymore, but they had a couple of them.
Well, they have them in Europe for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they have them here too, you know, just you got to find them.
They use.
Yeah,
let
I mean,
try that again.
Malibu.
I don't even know what just came out of my mouth. Did you hear what just came out of my mouth? It wasn't even English. And I was like going through puberty. What the hell was that? Do they have any beaches here?
Yeah.
They do?
Malibu, they have one. Yeah.
I'm going.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think they have one. They used to. They used to have one near Zuma Beach. I know
I
that.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
I mean, then I don't have to have tan lines.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I got to worry about putting suntan lotion on my boobs, but so they don't burn. But like, oh my God, yeah. Amazing! I didn't know this.
Yeah.
You've been holding on.
You got to find them. You got to find them.
I just thought they only existed in Europe.
No.
I didn't think that people were okay with it here.
No, people are very okay with
it
here. Yeah, you just got to find.
Because it's California and we're liberal, right? Because there's mostly liberals.
We'll do anything here. Yeah.
Hey, I'm all about it. I think that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to say this on air since tomorrow is
what's that?
I wanted to say this on air.
Oh.
Because tomorrow. Tomorrow will be my last show. I am leaving. So I wanted to just say that today and so everybody knows. So if people want to call in or whatever, and I just and I'll thank you guys all tomorrow. But
yeah, maybe you guys can call in tomorrow during the show and wish Stephanie good luck. And
yay.
You know, we are going to miss you.
Oh,
definitely.
Thank you.
I mean, the show is not the same without you.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to miss you guys too. And I don't want to start crying, so I won't. But yeah, so tomorrow will be my last show.
Oh, wow.
I know.
We're going to miss you. But you're going to move on to bigger and better things. And I know you've got a good future. You know, you're very talented. You're serious about what you do. You know, you take things seriously,
thank
I think.
Thank you.
And I've learned a lot about you, you know, over the the past few months. So this is like, so this is like what, 5 months, right?
We've been together. Yeah, April.
Yeah.
April 4th, I think we started.
Yeah.
So
it's 5 months, yeah.
About 5 months, yeah.
Almost exactly to the day.
Wow, it's longer than some relationships.
Yeah. Well, if you enjoyed it, I mean, overall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had such a great time here. And
I know. Your dad's going to miss you being
on the
air. I know.
He has nobody to text now. I'm no longer the favorite child. I have now gone down again. But no, I have had a great time here. And everybody, it's just been wonderful to have an outlet and be here and you and all of our listeners. And, you know, it's just meeting people that I would have never met, you know, and talk to people I would have never talked to. Around the world. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Well, yeah, we definitely have fun here, you know, and we've had, I think, a very good run.
I think so.
The show's become very popular.
Yeah. I think we've had a great time, and I think you'll find another wonderful co-host, and maybe not like me. I'm just kidding.
Maybe
you'll
not
find,
like you.
You'll find a great co-host.
I'm sure I will. I always do.
You always do.
But, yeah, but I was really lucky with you. It just
just clicked.
Yeah.
It just clicked from the beginning.
It just clicked.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So we'll run replays for maybe a week or something of our shows. And,
good.
Then there'll be, you know, until I find a new one and stuff. But but the show must go on,
the
folks.
The show
you know?
Must go on.
And you'll be able to access all the archives through my page on the website. And I just feel bad for the listeners because every few months a co-host leaves and a new one comes.
Well, but
they always seem to get better. Yeah, they always seem to get better.
They're sticking by you. So
yeah, they are.
You'll find another one and they'll... You know, they'll fall in love with your co-host.
Yeah.
It'll be great. You know, but they, you know, the listeners have been great and embraced me from the beginning. And,
right. Yeah.
Which I'm so thankful for because, you know, when you don't start from the beginning, like you did, I didn't, you come in, it's like you don't know what shoes you have to fill.
Exactly. You have
so
to find your place.
I have been really lucky to be here and to get the warm welcome that I've gotten.
Wonderful.
And
well, we've been very lucky to have you, and everybody loves you and everything.
Yay.
So,
well, thank you, Sammy.
But we'll have the memories from you on all the archives, and there's been a lot of them.
Oh, boy. Have
so,
ever.
But at any rate, folks, so call in tomorrow, say goodbye to Stephanie, and that's it. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.